I'm very proud of you. You are very humble people, but at the same time, you put yourself so far from me. Either I approach you or you humbly come forth, please. We are very few number, and we don't need to be any as if we are two splitted or separated groups. Yani, it's like a study in the Bible, and some people asked me. Actually, some people asked me to start series of studies in the Bible. Especially, it becomes more committed when we have a book of or any book of the Bible, either Old Testament or New Testament. It encourages us to read at home and to prepare. The chapter that we are going to discuss. Sorry, I did not announce of that last week, but it's not a weak point. And we can start and exchange our experience and also exchange our opinions. If you have the Bible, you can open it if you want. Can you, Michael, kindly get me the English and Arabic Bible? I forgot to bring my book, I'm sorry. I have Arabic English Bible. Actually, Habakkuk could be one of the books that you maybe you never read before. Some of us never read before the book of Habakkuk. Why? Because it's thank you. It's among the what we call the minor prophets or the small prophets. And the small prophets does not mean that they are small, but their prophecies or their books are short. So we have 12 major prophets like Samuel, like Isaiah, like Jeremiah, like Ezekiel, like Daniel, and so on. They are 12. And we have another 12 books in the Old Testament, and these books also are تقريباً يعني approximately 5 or 6 chapters each. So أنا قلت نبتدي النهاردة سفر حبقوق ده لأنه ممكن يكون مناسب شوية للأيام اللي احنا فيها. Yani the book of Habakkuk is yani could be applied on the days that we are passing through nowadays. First of all, yani kelmat Habakkuk yani al-mu'anik aw al-mu'tanik. The word Habakkuk means the hugger, the man or the person who hugs. And it could be any the will of God that this book is coming in 3 chapters. Because it describes 3 main points. Number one, the corruption of the people of God. Number two, the permission of God to punish them through the Gentiles. Number three, the great compassion of our God against those Gentiles who persecuted and tortured his people. يعني ثلاث حاجات مهمة قوي. أول حاجة الفساد اللي وصل لي الشعب وأساوت قلبهم. نمرة اتنين إن ربنا سمح للشعب ده إن يجي الكلدانيين، وحنقول الكلدانيين دول مين، ويضطهدوا شعب الله. نمرة تلاتة حنان الله على شعبه إنه هيقتص من أو هيعاقب الأمم. طب ليه كده رب؟ قال أصل الأمم دي هنا في العهد القديم تشير إلى إبليس. اللي بيحصل إن الإنسان لما بيسيب نفسه وبيعاند ربنا، واخد بالك يا مشيل، ما بيعاند ربنا وبيقسي قلبه ربنا، ربنا بيسيبه، بيسيب عليه شوية ناس من بره يفوقوه يصحوه بالضيقة لما تيجي. So this is the system of our Lord in dealing with his people. When his people go far from him and have hard necks to God, what happens actually, he leaves the Gentiles, and the Gentiles here symbolizing Satan, to persecute these people, for them to cry to God. And when they cry to God, they come back to God, and then he punishes the Gentiles to prove that his people are good and repenting, regretting their bad deeds and coming back to him. It happens. Many times it happens, actually. We will see now in this book. So who are the Kildinians? The Kildinians are people lived in South Babylon. مين الكلدانيين دول؟ الكلدانيين دول كانوا ناس عايشين في جنوب بابل. تعرفين بابل دي اللي هي حتة من ايه؟ من العراق. برافو عليكم. حتة من العراق. فهم كانوا في الجنوب شوي. كود بي الأكراد حاليا، انا مش عارف، ممكن، بس انا مش عارف الأكراد في شمال العراق. شمال هم، لا ده كان في جنوب بابل. ودول عاشوا from 721 before Christ to 539 before Christ. They lived from 721 to 539. These Chaldeans most of them were priests who worshipped idols. معظمهم كانوا الأسس الكهنة، مش الأسس، الكهنة، كهنة البعل، كهنة الأوثان. الكلدانيين دول بذلك كأنهم يعني كانوا في قمة الوثنيين، يعني they were tops among the Gentiles and the worshippers of idols. وكان فيهم ناس very very wise. Among them there were many wise people and also magicians. كانوا سحرة وكانوا أذكياء جدا. The first chapter speaks about the inner corruption, which is the most important point that God insists on. يعني أوحش حاجة تخلي، أو أكتر حاجة تخلي ربنا مهتم جدا، هو الفساد الداخلي. ليه؟ مين يعرف يقول لي ليه؟ Why does the Lord insist on this point, the inner corruption?
ها؟ البرة، البرة بيحسس
اللي جوه مش بتحس بيه ربنا بس اللي بيشوف اللي بيشوفه مش كده. The inner is not visible or touchable or feasible, but God only. What else? Huh? Exactly, Jihan. We do not do anything from outside. Everything comes from inside. Comes from inside. And either it comes from inside through our own bad deeds and thoughts and desires and lusts, or by dealing with the external effects from outside. Yani it could be either or. Either I have something wrong in my inner heart, which is the source of the bad deeds and bad behavior, or I deal, I go along with the external temptations from outside, and I accept them, then I commit the sin. As Jihan and Shireen said in one mouth, the problem is my inner. That's why the Lord said, man looks at the eyes, but God looks at the heart. Do you remember when the Lord said that? Who remembers? Bravo, Alec. That's a question. When Saul went to Jesse's house to choose a king instead of Saul, Jesse brought his sons one by one. And everyone, Samuel was saying, hey, this one. No, this one, he's a tall man, he's a huge man, he looks strong. Yeah. But the Lord said, I rejected him. Man looks at the eyes, but God looks at the heart. فهنا الانر problem, الانر desires is the source of my life. If my inner desires are good and leaning and relying and connecting and anxious to God, automatically my behavior will be according to the children of God and vice versa. For the first chapter actually is speaking about the corruption of his people. I will read in Arabic the first verse, but then in English. الوحي الذي رآه حبقوق النبي حتى متى يا رب أدعو وأنت لا تسمع أصرخ إليك من الظلم وأنت لا تخلص لما تريني إثما وتبصر جورا وقدامي اغتصاب وظلم ويحدث خصام وترفع المخاصمة نفسها ليه؟ فور لذلك جمدت الشريعة ولا يخرب الحكم بتة لأن الشرير يحيط بالصديق فلذلك يخرج الحكم معوجا. The reason of these tribulations, the reason that the Lord does not respond to the crying of Habakkuk the prophet in number 4. The law is powerless and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, perverse judgment proceeds. يعني كلامنا. But the meaning of the law is powerless. What is the law? What is the law? تعرف يا ميري؟ What is the law? Yeah. لا دي سهلة. God's will. What is the law? أيوة. What is the Sharia? The commandment of God. Not only the will of God, but the commandment of God. Sharia. The Ten Commandments. The law. The law is the rules that the Lord gave Moses in the book of Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers. This is the law of God. Shariat Allah. The law of God is powerless. What's the meaning of this verse? What's the meaning of the law of God is powerless? صعبة؟ أيوة كده. أيوة كده يا دكتور. قول ايش؟ عشر. The commandment of God or the law of God has no power on the people of God. They do not follow the law of God. Then there is no power of the law of God on us. We have the commandments, but we do not obey them. We have the law of God, or they had, and we still have, the law of God, and they keep them, they memorize the law of God, the commandments of God. Like the rich young man who came to Jesus Christ, keeping everything. And he said, all of these I have kept from my childhood. That's good. But where is the power of the law of God on me? If I lose, if I ignore, if I vanquish, sorry, if I quench, if I resist the law of God, then individually, the law of God has no power on me. And not only individually, but also I can say, if you and I have the same, then in general, the law of God has no power on us. Then we become believers by name, but not true believers. Believers who know, but do not live. Believers who keep and preach and teach and listen and read and enjoy, but no more. Just that. No more means I don't live what I say, don't live what I pray, I don't live what I preach, I don't live what I serve. Are some of us, I don't want to judge anyone, but every one of us can come back to himself and say, how far do I live the commandments of God? How far I obey strictly, honestly, accurately, the law of God in my life? Yes, people can see me in a good shape. People can see my image from outside. But the Lord sees me from inside. And I can ask myself, am I faithful? Really? Am I faithful really in living the word of God, in obeying the law of God? This is the reason. The result of that is that the Lord releases his hand a bit from on his people. بيسيب إيده من على أولاده. سيبها شوي. أريد بقى number 5. يقول إيه؟ Look. من أول number 5. Look among the nations and watch. Be utterly astounded. يعني like perplexed, like confused, something like that, but stronger. Yeah, this word I think stronger than just confusion. واحد محتار مش عارف ايه ده ازاي يعني يا رب ازاي انت تسيب المسلمين بالطريقه دي ازاي تسيب الجماعات الاسلاميه علينا ازاي تسيب السلفيين يبهدلونا ازاي تسيب بناتنا تتخطف ازاي تسيب عيل عنده 9 سنين وعيل عنده 10 سنين تحط في صلاحية بتهمة انهم يلعبوا في القرآن ولا في ورقة على كم زبال ازاي ممكن يجي يقول لنا لان الشريعة بتاعتي كملت في قلبكم عايشين مسيحيين بس مش من جوه كلمة ربنا مش عميقة في قلبكم ملهاش فاعلية أنا عايز كلمتي تبقى فاعلة جواكم هسيب عليكم الناس دول عشان يفوقكم شوية وترجعوا I will leave these people and you a bit until you come back to me شوف بقى يقول إيه For indeed I am raising up the Chaldeans a bitter and hasty nation which marches through the breadth of the earth to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. I know that these places are not theirs. But because you left me, I have to awake you. Not as a punishment, just for punishment, but for my benefit, for my sake. عشان كده يعني ربنا بيسيب ايده شويه علشان يقدبنا واحد يقول ما احنا كويسين كنايس مليانه ناس وما وليل ونهار ويا سلام ده الثلاث ايام دول بيقولوا لي في مصر الكنايس كانت ايه والقدسات ايه حاجه جميله بس يا ترى جست ان احنا صمنا وقلنا صلينا قدسات وكده وصرخنا ربنا ويوم الخميس رجعنا زي ما كنا ولا في توبه من القلب We fasted 3 days for the situation in Egypt and for the new pope yeah that's good and the liturgies the churches were overloaded with the people there as I have heard yesterday But the question, did we come back on Thursday to the same system of life that we were, or we repented? The repentance is the most important thing that the Lord is awaiting from us to do. Go ahead. Noel. In six, بيقول ها أنا ذا مقيم الكلدانيين الأمة المارة. فرست الأمة، الأمة يعني هيوج نمبر، يعني نيشن، يعني هيوج نمبر، عدد كبير. القاحمة، القاحمة يعني ايه؟ عارفين يعني ايه القاحمة بالعربي؟ اللي بتقتحمنا، الاتاكر، واتاكس اس، تقتحمنا، يعني احنا في عقر دارنا وجوه الكنيسة، ويدخلوا يقولوا مش عارف ايه، وجوه الأوضة مش عارف يقولوا ايه، والست يا عيني ما قالتش محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، تبقى ازدراء أديان وكرشوه كده، يعني افترع. ده بيقتحموا بيت، ده اقتحام. بعدين chapter 6 also in verse 6 also السالكة في رحاب الأرض which marches through the breadth of the earth. What's the meaning of the earth? Many times the earth comes related to the secular behavior, the behavior of the body. The behavior of the body. يعني دايما heavens related to the spirit, earth related to the body. When we have not according to the spirit but according to the body, we become like the dust of the earth. Adam, you are dust and do dust. And the dust here, the earth here, means our secular behavior. We became like the earth. Then they have power on this earth. When my behavior is almost similar to the people from outside, then I am earth. I'm not heaven. I behave according to the will of the flesh, not according to the spirit. And proof بقى يقول كلمة رهيبة جدا، تملك مساكن ليست له. كلمة تملك مساكن ليست لها means they conquer us, say it in English, to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. They are supposed to be mine. But you quench the light of the Spirit in you, and you become like the earth. I will leave them take these places, although they are not their own places. They will possess it. حاجة عجيبة جدا، عارفين البوسس ده بيتقال على ايه؟ الشيطان. تمام يا دكتور. possess، يقولوا this man is possessed with a devil. Means under the authority, under the dwelling of devil. 7. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity proceed from themselves. عارفين يعني ايه الحتة دي؟ انا لو طبقتها على الحالة في مصر تبقى سهلة قوي، نقولها بالعربي علشان يعني يقولوا ايه. يقول verse 7 هي هائلة ومخوفة من قبل نفسها، يخرج حكمها وجلالها. يعني كتابهم ده مش مني، انا ماليش دعوة بيه. كتابهم ده حكمهم، الشريعة اللي بيقول عليها شريعة، شريعة الله وحكم الله وشرع الله، ده أنا بريء منه، ده بتاعهم. فمين الكلام ده؟ أنا لو طبقتها على الجيل اللي احنا فيه دلوقتي هقول إن الشريعة اللي عايزين يطبقوها في مصر دي، دي ما الله ملوش دعوة بيها خالص نهائي، ولا قالها ولا لد ولا مسها، دي حكمهم من منهم، ده تأليفهم، ده تأليف بشر، تأليف بشر. عجيب قوي سفر حبقوق ده، ها مناسب قوي للحته اللي احنا فيها، عشان ربنا ارشد النهارده. انا النهارده بس اللي شفت البتاع قلت الله ده جميل قوي، نبتدي بده، مع ان نحوم قبليه قلنا لا لتصل بجن ويت حبقوق، we can apply it on ourselves. Verse 7 means they are terrible and dreadful, and their judgment and their dignity proceed from themselves. Their dignity and their rules are not mine. Their Quran is not mine. It's not divine. It's not holy. It's written by men. And they want to impose it. They want to apply it by force. Although God knows that there is not, this is not his words at all. Can man say or ask me, why do you say Islam and you don't say مثلا Buddhism or Hinduism or Mashusists or the other sects? Because no one of these sects is trying to force his rules on the other people, except these people only. It's not their book. Oh, sorry. It's not God's book. It's their own book. And they want to force the people as if it's God's book. Eight. خيلها أسرع من النمور وأحد من ذئاب المساء وفرسانه ينتشرون وفرسانه يأتون من بعيد ويطيرون كالنسر المسرع إلى الأكل. Number 8, very accurate in describing them. Their horses also are swifter than leopards ولا ايدي leopards ولا leopards and more fierce than evening wolves. Day and night. In the day, leopards. And in the night, wolves. So, unceasingly, day and night, they fight. They fight for their false lure. And more fierce than evening wolves, their chargers charge ahead. Their cavalry comes from afar. They fly as the eagle that hastens to eat. حاجه fierce. حاجة وحشية، حاجة مش كويسة. ربنا ينجينا، خلي بالكم تخافوش. The Lord will save us. He will not leave his people. But just we need to repent. Just we need to recognize the wisdom of God that permitted this bad situation. Number 9. يأتون كلهم للظلم، منظر وجوههم إلى قدام ويجمعون سبيا كالرمل. What the meaning of this verse? They all come for violence. Their faces are set like the east wind. They gather captives like sand. They look like that. They look in front of them, east wind. Okay? What do we look? كده ولا كده ولا كده ماجد قال كده كده we look that and this is the main difference they look in front of them but we look up we look to heavens and this means that these people are searching for the power on earth only deceiving themselves they look like that Now, if I imitate them and look the same, or worse, down, what will be the difference between them and myself? What will be the difference between them and myself? Will I be like them? Will I be like them when I do that? Or what? Huh? Even worse. Why? Because I have. They don't have. I am, but not anymore. I should be. And I experienced how to look up. But I put my eyes, my desires, my future, my mind, my heart, either horizontal or lower. So I will be asked much more than them. They could do that out of ignorance, but I don't do that out of ignorance. I do that intentionally because Satan has no power on me. I go to him. He has no power on me. I go to him. I beg him to have power on me. And I leave myself to him.
Is it like a comparing, like when you said it looking down, is it like comparing ourselves to somebody who's low?
Yeah. The tax collector. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I put myself in his position, although my position is not that. I must be up, but I lower myself. Comparing and judging those whom I think that they are. Bad or worse or more worse than me. Number 10. هي تسخر من الملوك والرؤساء ضحك لها وتضحك على كل حصن وتكوم التراب وتأخذه. الله الله الله. They scoff at kings and princes are scorned by them. They deride every stronghold, for they heap up mounds of earth and seize it. اللي بيجمع التراب ده يعني تراب. Money is dust. Lust is dust. Sin is dust. Iniquity is dust. They are collecting. Yani people are making like hills of dust, hills of earth. This is a very accurate description about these people. اوعى تفتكر ان احنا نازلين على الاسلام والمسلمين. انا بتكلم in general على ال wicked people, the people who do not live, did not live with God in the Old Testament, and we can apply partially on what we are now, our situation now, without judging them more than taking lessons to ourselves from this situation. They heap up moons or mounds, months of earth, and seize it, collect it. ثم تتعدى روحها فتعبر وتأثم هذه قوتها إلهها. Then his mind changes and he transgresses and he transgresses. He commits offense in putting this power to his God. فاكرين الله بالإيه؟ بالقوة. And they are proud of their bad behavior. They are proud. Of their behavior. يعني when they speak about their God, they don't have love or forgiveness or mercy. On the contrary, they don't have purity. On the contrary, sorry to say that some of young people, but I heard it 10 or 15 days ago. One of them, one of the leaders, said they are proud that Jesus was not married, as if the marriage is something. No, our prophet was married to nine women, and he used to go every night to them all. A man, a full man. This is their concept to the life. He is proud that their prophet goes to the nine wives in one night. This is the way of their mind. That's why that's too far. But why? Why? Because I want you to come back to your purity, to your simplicity. I want you to carry the Bible, not to preach it, but to live it. I want you to be very close to me, behaving not according to the flesh, but according to the Holy Spirit who dwells in your heart. They don't know the word peace, the inner peace. They want war, fight, power, conquering, forcing. And this is what we see nowadays. But just one word I want to say to conclude. In this situation, they are better than us. Why? Because they were uncovered now to the whole world. When my sin is uncovered, it gives me a chance to repent. It gives me a chance to come back to God. It gives me a chance to change my mind. And this is what happens in many of the youth. Many of the families, even in the most strict Arab nations, in Saudi Arabia, in Libya, in Algeria, in Morocco, many Muslims are converted into Christianity. They are uncovered now, and their sin are well known. Their way are well known all over the world. Which is good for them to give chance to change. What about me? Is my sin uncovered? Is my sin known now to the other. If it is uncovered, it's healthy for me. It may encourage me to repent, to change my life, and to make you turn and repent really. Anyhow, بسرعة كده نقول number 12, the third part of this chapter, number 12. يقول ألست أنت منذ الأزل يا رب إلهي قدوسي لا نموت. Hope, number 12 بقى hope, as if he was speaking through Habakkuk the prophet about the reason that he permitted that for his people. Then he's speaking on behalf of the people, saying, are you not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We shall not die. We hope in you. We trust in you. We are sure that you will not leave us to death. Yes, you may punish us. You may warn us. You may awake us. But you will never leave us die, because you are from everlasting. O Lord, you have appointed them for judgment. We know your will now. You led them for our judgment. O rock, you have marked them for correction. You are the rock. فاكرين لما المسيح قال للبطرس, you are Peter and on the rock. He is the rock, not Peter the rock. He is the rock. لوكا بيقول له ايه بقى؟ بيقول له يا اياس, بيقول له يا صخر للتأديب أسسته. يعني you let these people do that to us, not to die. Rock, you have marked them for correction, to correct us, to correct our ways. ما تزعلوش, ما تزعلوش لو دخلتوا في tribulations, في sufferings, في problems. دوروا على السبب, وأول ما توصلوا للحل هشيل إيدي من على هؤلاء وحرجع أقبلكوا تاني, وحتشوفوا أنا هعمل إيه في الناس دول. You are of purer eyes than to behold evil, and you cannot look on wickedness. Why do you look on those who deal treacherously, and hold your tongue when the wicked devours one more righteous than he? No. Why do you make men like fish of the sea, like creeping things that have no rulers over them? ليه يا ربي, ليه عملت كده؟ قال I will leave these people on you for correction. What we need is to correct our way. What we need is to come back, to feed back our lives, and leave the other problems to him. He will do everything, and be sure of that. The Chaldeans, who are symbolizing Satan, have tortured and mistreat the people of God according to the permission of God for his people to repent, to come back, and to correct their ways. This is the first chapter of the book of Habakkuk. I hope that next week You may be able to read the second chapter, which is punishment of Chaldeans. Punishment of the opposer of God, opposers of God. And the third one, you will find psalm of thanksgiving to God and praising God. Praising God. May the Lord give us the power to repent and to come back to Him. Amen. Any question? Any question? Was it difficult or clear? Clear. It's awakening. It's alarm to us. Saddauni. It's alarm to us from the word of God, not from us, but from Him. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Because worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, in the kingdom, the power, the glory. ونشكر صانع الخيرات الرحوم الله أبا ربنا إلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه سترنا وأعاننا حفظنا قبلنا إليه اشفق علينا وعدنا أنت بنا لدي الساعة وأيضا فلنسأل أن يحفظنا في هذا اليوم مقدس كل حياتنا كل سلام الضابط كل رب إلهنا سيد رب الإله ضابط كل أبو ربنا هنا مخلص صانع المسيح اشكرك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال أنك سترتنا وأعنتنا حفظتنا وقلتنا ليك شقت علينا وعضتنا وتيت بنا هذه الساعة أجل هذا نسأل من صلاحك يا محب البشر نحن نكمل هذا اليوم مقدس كل حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك كل حسد وكل تجربة وكل فعل الشيطان وأمر الناس الأشرار قيام العداء الخفين والظهرين زهان وعن سائر شعبك ومضيك المقدس هذا مصالح حياتنا فعلك فارزقنا إياها أنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وكل قوات العدو ولا تخذنا التجارب لكن نجنا من الشرير نعم الرفات ومحبة البشر لوات ابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا وخالصا المسيح ده الذي من قبل المجد والكرم والعز والسجود تليق بك معه مع الروح القدس المحيي المساوي لك أنك اللوان إلى دهر دور أمين. A mercy upon me.